Shalom, brothers and sisters. I greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus. We are thankful to God for another day that He has given unto us. Thank you all for your encouragement and your prayers. May the good Lord bless you. Let us read in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 23, the scripture that we read yesterday. The Bible reads, "For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was." So we saw that the purpose of the mirror is to reflect light so that it may reveal the object that is before it or that is standing before it, that the one who is looking in a mirror may be able to see. And we saw that where there is a mirror, there is supposed to be an object and there is supposed to be light. Now today, we will continue with the same thought that we started. Now we want to look at Saul. In the book of Acts chapter 8, we find Saul, before he was changed to Paul, he is persecuting the church of Jesus Christ. Yet he was holding the word in his hand. But the word that he was holding in his hand was not revealed unto him. He was blind. He misinterpreted the word that he had. So the church of God was persecuted by Saul because of misinterpretation. He was blind. He had not yet received the revelation of the word that he was holding in his hand. So we find that Stephen was stoned unto death, and Paul was there. He gave consent to the stoning of Stephen. Now, Paul, as he was going to Damascus in the book of Acts chapter 9, we read, "And so, yet breathing out threatening and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest, and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven." So Paul, as we see here, before he was changed to Paul, he was holding the word. Or let me say, he had the Old Testament scriptures in his hand. And he was a Pharisee, but he was blind to the revelation of the word of God in the hour when Jesus was crucified, resurrected, and sent forth his disciples to testify about him. But what Paul was holding in his hand was the right thing. The Old Testament that Paul had in his hand was the right thing. But he was using it to persecute the believers because he was blind. That tells us that when Paul was beholding in a mirror, he misinterpreted what he saw. And he was using the right thing, which is the word, the Old Testament that he had, to persecute the blessing that God had placed in his heart. What do I mean by saying persecuting the blessing? The word that he had was a blessing. Paul could not see the revelation of Jesus Christ, which was a blessing unto him. And because of that, he misinterpreted and started persecuting the same blessing that he was holding in his hand because he was blind. He could not see the revelation of the word of God. Yet God had placed his word in his hand. Today, brothers and sisters, if we are beholding in a mirror, what do we see? Maybe the Lord has given you marriage. Maybe at your job you are frustrated. Maybe your health is not in good shape. But God has given it unto you, it's in your hand. But without the light striking you, you will not be able to see the liberation of God through the situation that you are going through. You may want to resign at your workplace. You want to persecute the blessing that God has placed in your hand. Not because God has revealed unto you that you should resign, but because you have misinterpreted the situation. Maybe out of frustration. Maybe that's what you're going through in your marriage. You're looking at your spouse and you want to persecute that marriage. Brothers and sisters, we need the light of God to shine forth for us to see that what we are holding in our hand is a blessing. Paul did not realize that the same word he was misinterpreting was a blessing unto him. Until God had to reveal himself unto Paul, and he had to open the eyes of Paul, scales were removed out of his eyes, and he saw that what he was persecuting was a blessing unto him. You may not see as well, brothers and sisters, that what you are holding is a blessing unto you. Let us ask God in prayer that God may open our eyes, that we may see the blessing that he has placed in our hands. You may feel like you are alone in the fellowship where you are. You feel, why am I in this fellowship? It looks as if God does not care. It looks like the brothers and sisters, they do not care. They do not pay attention unto you. But the same fellowship where God has placed you, it is a blessing unto you. You only need God to open your eyes. Don't be blinded by the situation, because misinterpretation of what you are going through can lead to destruction. It can make a person make wrong decision because of misinterpretation. Paul made wrong decision because of misinterpretation of the scriptures that he had in his own hand. Yet they were in his hand as a blessing, but he couldn't see that. But God had to reveal by opening the eyes. Why? Paul had no light. And we read in the book of Acts that when light appeared unto him, he saw the revelation of Jesus Christ in the same scriptures that he was using to persecute the church of God. Brothers and sisters, it takes God to reveal. Because when we behold in his word, without the revelation of God, we misinterpret what we are going through or what you are passing through. You can even begin to persecute the blessing that God has placed in your own hand by misinterpretation. So let us ask God to open our eyes, because misinterpretation of scriptures leads to destruction. Paul persecuted the church of God, which was a blessing unto him, but he didn't know at that hour before the revelation of Jesus Christ in his life. Brothers and sisters, I want us to encourage ourselves with this word. You may be holding a blessing. God has given you that job for a purpose. He has allowed you to go through that sickness for a purpose. You may not even have the job for a purpose. But do not misinterpret that situation. Because what you are passing through, it is part of the scripture, and you need God to reveal it unto you so that you have a clear understanding and you know that it is a blessing. As we see in the book of Romans, it says, chapter 8, all things work for good to them that love the Lord. So if God reveals unto you, then you know it is working for your own good. Why? You have now the interpretation, because the light of God has shined forth unto you. You have the revelation of Jesus Christ about why you are going through that. So it gives you courage. It gives you boldness. We see Job. In the book of Job, when Job lost everything in chapter 1 and 2, we find that Job was told by his wife to say, insult God so that you may die. Look, you have suffered. But Job said, you speak like a foolish woman. Shall I receive only good from God? We shall also receive evil. He had the revelation. Job understood the revelation of God, that God can also allow this to fall upon me. It does not mean he has forsaken me. It does not mean I should insult him. Hallelujah. So when Job had the revelation, it gave him courage to keep staying on the word of God. And the Bible says, in all these things, Job did not sin against God. It's my prayer, God reveals himself unto us whenever we are passing all through these circumstances of life. Either be discouragement, sicknesses, sometimes battles may rise, even in the fellowship. May God help you, brother. May God help you, my sister. That he reveals himself unto you to make you understand that it is a blessing that he has placed you there. Don't quit. Don't give up. Don't persecute that blessing that God has placed in your hand. Let's not be like Saul, who persecuted the blessing that he was holding, until God revealed himself to say, the same scriptures you are misinterpreting, they are a blessing unto you. It is a blessing, brother, that God has placed you where you are. It is a blessing, my sister, that you are where you are in this life. But the Lord himself desires for you to have the revelation of why you are there. May the good Lord bless you, brothers and sisters. We'll continue with our thought. Shalom.